Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It is another classic Crime Baby episode of Primetime Live. Tonight we have a very exhilarating show. What's up? Here we go. Now we're back on live. Hello?
Who's that? It's Marty Fulfingers.
Nothing. I messed the show up to begin with. Hit the wrong button here. So now we're back in cahoots here, like it's supposed to be. Well, where's Diablo? I wonder if he's left us or not.
Unconscious somewhere.
Constantly.
Yeah, never can tell what that dude's up to.
So yeah, we got a big show tonight. Always sponsored by Highlander Barbecue. Pig wings are tomorrow, as always. Thursday, the pig wings. And we have, you can get all your good MMA news action. And, of course, MMA Dad.
Oh, shoot. That's my last time to put my
phone up and hung up. MMA-insider.com. Check out all your good news there. My good friend, Mr. John Morehouse, is over there holding shit down, bringing up stuff. Got the USFC 22 this weekend. We got our good friend Josh Carter going down there to fight as a co-main event, I believe he is. Got my dog trying to lick me in the mouth right now. And what else we got coming up here soon? We've got the We got the Apex 5 or 6, Mark?
6.
Apex 6 coming up on May the 9th. And boy,
nasty, nasty card.
Yeah. Tyler Mitten, Ian Boxhorn. We're trying to get our other teammate, Ian McKinley, on there. Matt McKinley on there. Then we're trying to get, like you said, Judd Brown's on there. Is he on that one? Are you sure he's on that one?
No, he's on All Pro, I don't know it.
Yeah, he's on All Pro, yeah.
Him and Jesse.
We also got JP making his debut coming back from his surgery and all that shit on June. That's in June, though. And you've also got the card coming to Kingsport on the July 3rd. So we've got a lot of good things coming up here in local MMA. Of course, you got me fighting on the biggest card ever, the Apex has ever put on. You've got the RFA versus Apex. A super bad
Legacy versus RFA.
What did I say?
Apex versus RFA.
Okay.
Not that I'm saying we couldn't handle that shit, you know what I'm saying, but...
I don't know. That'd be some tough cards.
That's
to
just
right
a tall
there.
Order, bro.
Yeah. But
I'm trying to do both,
man,
though.
Like
I'm
said,
trying to go with you into Apex. So, shit, let's go.
So, it'd be a badass card. What's up, Dustin Wilden? Is this Dustin? Or is this Roy Sanders? Dustin or Roy Sanders?
Woo-woo!
What up, Dustin? Or not. Oh, here's Roy Sanders calling in. We'll have you on just a second, Roy. We'll finish our bullshit before we bring you on. Yeah, so you got the RFA versus Legacy May the 8th live on Access TV. Starts at 10 o'clock. I'm pretty sure that I'm the first or the second fight on the televised card, so I will get the fight early. I believe around 10 o'clock that evening. So that should be awesome in quarter. Of course,
so you'll be home by 4 a.m.
Yeah. So it's only like a 9-hour drive. You've got you got Luke Sanders on there. He's representing RFA, and he's fighting an RFA guy for the belt. And you've got Demacio Page versus, I can't remember the other dude's name, but Demacio's fight. But that's a tough-ass super fight right there for the 125-pound super fight title. We which is insane. So I'd like to have one, maybe 155-pound super fight title. We'll see, though. See what happens.
168.2 catch weight title.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. I'm down for whatever. And then I think who else is being on that card? I guess that's really it from around here that anybody would honestly know. Just me or Luke Sanders, honestly. There's not very many other guys from Tennessee or this area. They're picking guys from pretty much everywhere, you know, there is for this card. You know, it's going to be a big deal.
It is a huge card too, man.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, there's a ton of well-matched fights. And that's the thing, they matched these fights, super, super, super well. And you can tell by the guy I'm fighting. I mean, he's 8-1. He has one loss to a guy that's already in the UFC, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, it's pretty crazy. Of course, you got, you know, the big UFC card coming up this weekend as well. You got V3 fights as well. You've got, the UFC Rockhold versus Machida coming up here. And, you know, we got our homeboy Ovince St. Cruz fighting on this card. And I believe he's on the prelims, so he'll be on Fox on the prelims. So I think he's the third fight on the prelims. So that's pretty cool. So we'll get to see him. Then they'll switch over to Fox, and we'll have Paige Van Zandt versus Felice Herring, Kev Swanson versus Max Holloway, and then Chris Camozzi versus Jacare Souzal. So that's a crazy tough fight right there for Chris Camozzi. He's just got the main event, Rockhold versus Machida. Probably be a total stand-up war, boar fest for Machida running and throwing knees. So, gotta hate Machida. But anyways, yeah, we'll go ahead and bring our first guest here, Mr. Roy. Well, that's that big country, Nelson. Mr. Roy, that'd be better. Sorry, Roy. Roy, Big Country Sanders. What's up, my friend?
There's not much, but you gotta quit calling me Big Country.
It does kind of fit, though, Roy. I mean, Coburn, come on now.
Roy,
hey, am
Roy,
I even on?
Coburn. Yeah, you're on. You've been on this whole time. Where you been?
They heard you pooping and everything.
I'm a spy, dude. I'm working for the NSA.
Oh, boy. Well, before we move on to you, Roy, I kind of forgot to mention one thing. We are doing me and Dustin Wilden are doing the Ultimate Fighting Tryout. We leave not this Friday, but next Friday, 8 days from tomorrow. The 24th, we leave to get out there. The tryouts are on the 27th, which is on Monday. So, you know, we'll have a good understanding if either one of us made it that day or if both of us make it or if neither one of us make it. So, we don't know.
Can I make a suggestion?
Some more
no
reality
kicking heavy bags while you're out
anything.
There?
What's wrong with the heavy bag?
No kicking heavy bags. No going D-long style.
I'm not a pussy like D-long. If I had one arm, I'd go out there and fight my fucking ass off for the UFC for that opportunity. So, hope he's listening.
Oh, Nick.
But all right, Roy. So now we're gonna have you on. Sorry for the little brief intermission and change there for a second. What's up, Roy? How's stuff been going, buddy?
Man, I've been super busy. I mean, I don't think anybody's been busier than me here lately.
You've been to Disney World. What the hell?
Yeah. Man, I'm doing grad school. I'm trying to set up, get this fight card going for Black Diamond Beatdown. I'm trying to focus on my fight. My little girl's breaking her finger at school last week. It's been crazy.
That's a heavy load out there, Roy. You are correct, my friend. So you said did I hear you went to Disneyland? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah, we went to Orlando back on spring break. Took advantage of our big timeshare. You know, living like we're rich, like we're on UFC tryouts, getting UFC. You know?
Man, I've been to Disney World one time, and I don't know if I will ever go back. Man, did you like it?
I had been when I was 12, and it was as terrible now as it was when I was 12, Disney World was. I love Universal Studios. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But Disneyland was terrible.
Yeah. You can go to Disneyland. I would have much rather gone to Bugs Bunnyville or some shit with Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and shit rather than Disney. But I never got to do anything cool. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's
well,
even
what's
worse
other
when
one?
You
what's
take,
the other park? Is it? It's Universal. It's Universal.
Yeah.
Disneyland.
Yeah,
what's the other one?
They got a Busch Gardens down there in SeaWorld.
I thought there's like three parks that was connected. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. I went to all the ones you could go to when I was down there, and there was none of them that was really worth a fuck on. I mean, there was like the lines were too. But keep in mind, I went in August, so it was like 147 degrees. So that probably could have been another reason why the trip was so miserable. In the heart of Orlando.
You did travel with two kids, Caleb Cuff, and a pregnant wife.
That's true, too.
That's also true. So what's up with Black Diamond Beatdown coming up, Roy?
Man, I've been saying that we're going to have a show May 23rd, and I had done nothing to get this show on the roll. And, you know, I can't get going until I get those posters. Like Chris Taylor, he makes some sick posters for me, and I just, until he sends me that first poster, I feel like I can't get going. Like I can't get the ball rolling. But as soon as I put one of them posters on Facebook, every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the world messages me wanting to fight. So it's took off now. So I've had like 30 requests to fight tonight. So.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard I mean, from what I've heard, the last card was pretty rowdy, the last one you had over there.
Well, we were packed beyond belief. Like, I kept trying to get more chairs, and we were sold out like five times. Like, we were sold out, and I'd get more chairs, and there more people would come. And the staff at Holiday Inn, you know, they were swamped. I ended up, you know, I'm getting chairs. I'm cleaning puke up out of the ring. I'm taking up ticket money. It was nuts.
You need a Cody Gwynn and a Brandon Banks and a couple of them. Of course, you had on the same night that Tim Lee had his show. I mean, y'all literally had two MMA cards going on within, what, 30 minutes of each other probably? Is it even that far?
Yeah. It was like 12 miles. I think it's amazing that, you know, my show had a great turnout, their show had a great turnout, and we all got along in the process. Like, you know, it all worked out, and it was pretty good.
That just shows how much the MMA has really, you know, evolved and come with so many people being involved with the local MMA scene now and wanting to come watch and be a part of the scene now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, personally, me as a fighter, I wasn't real happy with the way the fight card turned out, just being around it, as far as a lot of the fights ended real quick. A lot of the fans loved it, a lot of first-round stoppages, but, you know, I had the biggest crowd I've ever had to date. I just wish that, you know, I could have put together a few more great matchups, but hopefully the next one, you know, I'll get that many people there and try to get some good matchups. I had a lot of backouts, so you know how backouts affect your show, and
yep, I just want
to keep a lot of good matchups this time.
Hell yeah. Well, that's all. We're talking about MMA for the rest of this show, so. Thanks, Roy, for doing that show. I didn't know if you knew this, but my show is now Primetime Live. The MMA is now longer gone, so we just have a little portion of MMA, and we talk about other bullshit throughout the rest of the show. With that being said, I bought this laser light on Amazon, like I buy everything else, and this motherfucker, literally, you can shine it at the moon. You can see it on the moon. So if y'all go outside right now, I can hit the moon right now, and y'all can see my green laser
light. Do you see the moon? With a flashlight?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I can see the moon without a flashlight. I'm saying you can see my pointer on the flashlight, on the moon.
I want to see
it. Okay, maybe not the moon.
I'm looking at the moon right now. I'm going to look outside.
All right, I'll shine that right now. You see it?
See it. There it is.
All right, Roy. On to some politics. We now know that Hillary Clinton is running for president. Give us your take.
Man, I have, you know, who's running against her? I mean, I know I'm not voting for her, but
Rand Paul.
Yeah, I guess I'm voting for Rand Paul.
Who's the other fellow running against her?
Well, he hasn't won the primary yet, but Rand Paul's running. Jeb Bush is running. Marco Rubio's running. Ted Cruz is probably going to run. Jeb.
Oh. Jeff Bush? Is he like George Bush's
son? He's George Bush's son and George W.'s brother.
Okay.
I'm a politics knowing motherfucker,
Obviously so. That's fucking goddamn surprised the fuck out of me. I was about to Google that shit, and all of a sudden here comes Dustin out of nowhere with the fucking politics on hand.
Yeah, dude, I'm all about the politics, man. But yeah, fucking Rand Paul has fucking, he has the best, like, values and the best, like, onlook of the government. All that stuff, man. But I doubt he'll get the nod. He's probably looking at, like, Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush or maybe even.
Hillary's obviously the Democratic Party, correct?
Yes, correct.
And we got Bush that's running for the elephants.
And pretty much, man, but not necessarily Bush. I mean, you got all these other guys, and this is the heavy thing. Hillary has no competition in her party, man. But then you got all these other guys that are wanting to run in the Republican Party, and they all have legit, like, better options and better values than Hillary. But you can only have one, and the problem is there's so many of them running yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, the best one of them all is Rand Paul because he has the most, like, conservative views of everything and the most, like.
Yeah.
We have the most to gain from him being president, but he wouldn't be in the Republican Party if he didn't know it was necessary to have that push behind him. But I really don't think he's going to get that push. Sorry, that's a political rant for the night.
No, that's awesome. I mean, that's fucking pretty fucking cool, really, that you knew all that stuff. But here's my whole take on it before you go from it. Like, nothing against Hillary. Don't, like I said, this is just from a standpoint from the, you know, male perspective and the whole, you know, voting for Obama. You know, 90, and you can argue this or you cannot argue this, 90% of people that vote, not 90%, I don't get my percentage right or wrong. A lot of people, white and black and of all colors, voted for Obama for the simple fact that he was an African-American. Now since Hillary Clinton is coming up and running for the presidential thing. They're going to try to do that because she's going to be the first woman. So now we've got the first African American. Next we're going to have the next woman, which is retarded. That should have nothing to do with it. If a woman is qualified to be the president and is legit the best person that there is to be qualified, I would vote for her in a heartbeat, just like I'd vote for an African American in a heartbeat. That has nothing to do with it. I'm saying the best qualified person needs to be in there, not simply for either race or sex.
I agree 110%.
Roy, go ahead. What's your take, brother?
Well, you just made a good point. You know, people are going to vote for something just because. And, I mean, you know, if a monkey ran, I guess he would win. I mean, we'd be better off. I don't know. I mean, I just know that I work, I'm a school teacher, and my wife works at a call center, and we can't get insurance for a kid. So Obamacare sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing with Obamacare that I've really learned is just like me, I you know, where I don't have a full time job and I don't have to claim a lot of my stuff. You know, I'm in a way lower tax bracket than I really should be in a sense. You know, and that's either going to I'm really going to have to buck. You know, I watched this thing on MMA taxes the other day, and I'm really going to have to like really start turning my shit in a lot better and doing, you know, keeping up and keeping records and keeping receipts and everything. But just like you're saying, like, you know, my insurance was like, you know, $40 a month for myself, which is pretty great, you know what I'm saying? But then you got these people that are having, you know, better paying jobs, that are having to pay a fuck ton more to keep up for people like myself, you know what I'm saying? So Obamacare is a very flawed system.
You
make that's
Donald retarded. Trump, like, smile at you.
Obamacare is a very, very flawed system. But,
is Caleb Cuff holding you hostage right now?
He has a gun to the back of my head, to be honest. I wouldn't supposed to say that. Let's see what Mark's take is on this. Mark, what's your take on the presidential election, Obamacare, all that shit?
My take is most of y'all shouldn't even have an opinion on this because your Obamacare is called Marky Care. Anytime some shit goes wrong, fucking call Mark.
Jesus Christ. You had to
call Mark. You need an excuse for it? Call Mark. So.
That's true.
Obamacare don't work. Obamacare covers just fine. What, buddy?
Well, kind of.
What was that, Diablo?
I said, you can't prescribe medications we need, asshole.
Said, really? Have you ever went without? Adam, you ever went without?
Without what?
On medicine? For anything that you needed?
No, I went without IV one time because somebody couldn't fucking find my vein. Nope. Don't mention any fucking names on the phone.
Okay, well, 1 out of 20. Sorry, baby. Sorry, freaking out.
You should be 100%.
With Obamacare, you're probably going to get that 100% of the time, buddy, so don't worry.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit about us anymore. He doesn't give a care about the local.
You with that, man.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about us. He's, Mark started his own fucking Facebook page, moved on to fucking Marky Four Fingers, and the motherfucker's got 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Hey, what's the last thing I said to you the other day? Is I'd be more happy to go
you
down there with you.
Well,
I go down there and come back.
You're in your contract. You're gonna need your own hotel room. You're gonna need travel money, 6 packs of cigarettes, 2 cases of vodka.
Fucking Marty with him. A
T-shirt that rolls the sleeves up and has a pocket on the side of it.
I mean, instead of brass knuckle already delivered to the place.
If we have room, undoubtedly you can go for sure. Anyway,
I can't
get back to Roy Sanders here.
At least I wasn't kidding, but.
Roy, tell me.
You would want 6 packs of folks and a fucking 12 pack of liquor.
Yeah, that's the Mark Wiles. He needs a 5th of liquor, 7 packs of Marlboro, and some other things. Anyway,
a t-shirt with a pocket on.
Yeah, you got to have a pocket of a t-shirt. So, Roy, next order of business. You think about all the police shootings lately on Facebook. That's been going around all the world, circulating on Facebook.
I think it's terrible, and I think that the dude that was up in New Jersey, you know, the heavyset dude that they choked out and he died, like, that was terrible. The Garner guy, Eric Garner, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? That was terrible. And you know, racism is alive and well, and I hate to
most definitely
be like bringing doom on the show with this statement, but it's terrible because, you know, it starts in schools. Like, I teach school, so I know from that standpoint that schools, you know, they implant it in people's brains that, like, certain kids are more valuable than other kids. I mean, it starts when they're little, and it just keeps going. And obviously, it's, like, starting to show out on the news now. And, you know, not every case, you know, sometimes it is justified, but, I mean, the Eric Garner is the one that really comes to mind. That was ridiculous. I don't care if it was about cigarettes or what. You know, that's not even the point. Just watch the video and see.
Is that the one where the guy was, like, in, like, the park looking? Is that where the guy was, like, in the park looking area and ran from the cop and the cop shot him in the back? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, this dude was just standing on the street and undoubtedly was, like, selling illegal cigarettes or something, like, not getting taxes off of it. And it didn't show this on the video, but the cops just come up, and you see the guy, he probably weighs like 400 pounds, and he's like, you know, I don't want no problems. And the next thing you know, they're putting him in a rear naked choke, like 5 of them are on top of him, putting their knees in his head, and it looks like, it's crazy. And then the dude died.
Did they kill him?
it killed him. Like, he just stroked out or something. And then he was dead for like 10 minutes, and they were still trying to arrest him. He was laying there dead. You got to watch the video. Watch the video. It's crazy.
I have to check that now. The only one one that comes to mind, of course you have was that Trayvon? Is that the one up there where they had the big riot and stuff about where hands up, you know, don't shoot and all that stuff? And then they had the most recent one where the guy was in the park and, you know, he took off running from the police and they shot him in the back. You know, just like you said, and I'll let Dustin go from his point too, but, you know, racism is alive. You know, there's tons of kids that are being brought up to from both standpoints, you know, not just white kids, but black kids that hate white people. Like, when I went to Carson Newman, I never really understood because I never was around black people. And then when I got to Carson Newman, that was when I was around a lot of black people, and I realized that some black people were just as racist, if not more racist, than some white people that I knew. You know what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. But that's the thing that really kills me is, like, these videos wouldn't be shown, these videos wouldn't be on Facebook, they wouldn't be viral if it wasn't for the whole race thing. When the video pops up on Facebook, it don't say an officer shoots unarmed man. It says a white officer shoots a black man. You know what I'm saying? If it was a white guy shooting a white guy, nobody would ever say nothing about it. If it was a black guy shooting a black guy, no one would ever say anything about it. I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are the other, you know, race. But when it comes to it, you know, that's what everybody wants to boil it down to is all these things and make it into is everything about race. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Columbine, you know, is a perfect example. We all remember Columbine, and people flipped out, like, you know, but yet you could go to Oakland or, like, Piedmont or, you know, East L.A., and people are getting killed every day, like cold blood smoked right there in the classroom.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, and then the next day they're in there trying to tell you need to pass your standardized test, you know, and
yep.
Then you got, it happens in a white neighborhood, you know, blue collar,
yeah.
And the next day, you know, they don't have school for 3 months because we have to mourn because some white kids seen somebody get shot.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. 100%. I agree with that 100%. I don't know. It's just, you know, the social media thing has just, you know, made stuff like that, you know, blow out of proportion. And you know, most of the news I get, it's from Facebook or Twitter. You know, I couldn't tell you. Unless I'm going to be on the 6 o'clock news, I don't watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you've got all these young people influenced and, you know, not just young people, but, you know, people, older people and stuff as well, too, with Facebook and social media, that get on Facebook and see this stuff, hit the share button, and, you know, and it goes from that standpoint on. It really does. It just transitions on until it becomes viral and turns into people turn something into nothing or nothing into something from that standpoint a lot of times. Dustin, your take? Dustin, are you asleep? Dustin!
Maybe. Yep. My take on this whole, like, cop situation thing.
Yeah,
man, you're right. It's blown way out of proportion. I totally agree 100% with that. But in the same sense, man, it's blown out of proportion. I really don't know what else to say.
I mean, just going back to what I was saying was Roy made some good points as well. But going back to what I was saying, you know, if it wasn't for the video saying why
yeah, it's all about media. It's all about media.
Yeah.
It's all about
definitely
how
is,
they
yeah.
want to twist and turn it and make it sound like this and that. When you're right, I mean, there's all kinds of racism going on out there. People are doing racist crimes or whatever, but that's all they're focusing
yeah.
on. They don't focus on the big. They don't focus on the big picture of it's man versus man, not necessarily this color versus that color. It's all about
yep.
good versus evil in the long run, or in the whole like big scheme of things. It's good people versus
yep.
bad people. People making good decisions. People making bad decisions. Or two people making bad decisions and one person making the poorer of the choices. And that's where you get all this, like, dramatic effect with the news media and everybody making a big deal about it. When in reality,
yeah.
like Roy said, there's stuff going on all over the planet that is, you know, just as heinous as anything else. And it has nothing to
yep.
do with color or race. It has to do with just good versus evil, in my opinion. But
yeah, there could be a crackhead in Coburn Park tonight on bath salts, and you know he's white and he gets shot. Nobody's gonna hear about it tomorrow.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. 100%.
But if he was black, we'd hear about it.
Yep. I agree 100%. It's just, you know, the race is like we said. If anybody wants to call in and talk some shit, go ahead and do that whenever you feel froggy. The live part of the show is about to end. If you want to call and talk some shit, go ahead and give me a call in real quick. But anyways, back to what Roy was saying. Racism is more alive now than probably, you know, there's a lot of people that I don't think it's more alive now than it ever has been, but it's definitely, this is alive as it always has been. And, you know, that's a big thing. You know, I hate it. I hate people that are like that, but, you know, things have to change and people will never change and we've got all these different things going on. And Dustin made a good point. You know, there's so many things. You know, there's kids over there. You know, you see them commercials coming on TVs of these kids are not, you know, eating for 4 and 5 days at a time and get a piece of bread and, you know, and are born into the horrible, miserable lives. You've got people in America that are struggling with their, you know, struggling their asses off and can't, you know, feed their families. You've got people that are dying every day on the streets from gangs and just stuff like that, but they want to focus on just the smallest, dumbest shit and blow that out of proportion.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, and a big thing is, man, like, to me, not that it's more important, but a thing that really bugs me that's going on, like, overseas is you see all the, like, ISIS and all these other groups that are forming up that are, you know, making all these, like, big rants about, oh, we believe in this, the Quran and all that crap, you know, which, hey, I'm not talking shit about it, 'cause I've never read the Quran. I have no opinion on it one way or the other or any other, you know, form of religion I'm not hating on or I'm not saying that. But in their theory, they're doing what's right for them. But look at how, like, unjustified and how wrong they are by just killing innocent people for no reason, man. I mean, like, separating Christians just so they have a different belief. So come on, man. Why? Yeah. Why? What's that? What's that garnering you? What's that gaining you in life? But yeah. I guess I don't know how people are taught over there. I don't know what they believe, or, you know. But to me, that's pure evil. That has no. I don't care what you believe in. If you believe in something that does that to people, there's no good in you. You know, there's no good whatsoever. And for you to believe that what you're doing is right and what you're doing is holy is just it blows my mind. I don't get that whatsoever. And that probably gathers my attention more than anything else that's going on in the world. And it's just because I just don't, it's just senseless and I don't understand it. And it really just bugs me. And to know that it's coming towards us and people have this vendetta against us. And it's not that they have a vendetta against the bad people over here. They have a vendetta against everybody in America and everybody that is a Christian and everybody that believes a certain way about God. You know, I just don't get that. And that's what really, like, it bugs me, because now they're bringing it to our homeland, you know? And we're being, like, subject to that because of the people that are in charge. And it really blows my mind about that, man. And that's what bothers me more than anything about politics, is that situation and that stuff.
Here's the thing that really bugs me about religion in general is I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I believe that he came down and died for our sins and go through that whole mess. But here's the thing that really always makes me question religion more than anything. First of all, I watch too much History Channel, number one, is one thing.
You know, saying they're aliens, but they were aliens.
Yeah. So that makes me question my more than anything. But anyway, is the fact that, you know, these people are brought from the time they come out of the womb that, you know, if they kill an American, they'll go to heaven and have 100 virgins waiting on them. The same as I'm, you know, being told that, you know, I've got I've got 10 sins that I can't do and I've got to repent them every day. And the same as some other person who believes that Jesus has never came and Mary, he's going to come, so we got to pray to Mary and blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing that ever, you know, really messed with me about religion, because you've got so many religions. You've got Scientology, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, you know, Buddhism, you got all them religions, and they're all being brought up from age, and they believe that shit is real just as much as I believe that some bearded man come down on earth and granted wishes to people and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the same thing. So that's my take on, like, how religion works and why that it's such a weird thing, and nobody knows. I mean, as much as I say I want to know, you truly, deep in your heart, you may or you may not, but when it really comes down to it, to a fine line, you know, you can't say it one way or another what's actually right or wrong.
Have you ever watched Cosmos, Adam?
I've watched it all, Mark.
Dude, Cosmos will set you straight, bro.
I've watched all that.
Not the new shit, not the new one with that Neil deGrasse Tyson guy. I'm talking about the old one with Carl Sagan. It'll set your mind free, son. You just got to have some high-end hallucinogenic
thought where you can understand before we start to end this episode, Roy.
So I agree with a lot of what you guys were saying. You know, we grew up in the Deep South, so of course we heard the same thing Adam was just telling everybody, and that's what we're brought up to believe. But I know one thing. you know, when I do good things, I feel good about it. So,
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, you know, whether we go to heaven or go to wherever, do you want to die and people say, man, Roy was a jerk? Or do you want them to say, man, that dude would have gave his shirt off his back, you know? So, I mean, just do right, people. Just don't be jerks. Be nice to people. Do the right thing.
Yep.
Feel good about
it. I think he was preaching to Caleb Cup right there, I believe, on that one.
Captain Dickhead.
No, I'm just kidding. Caleb really is a good guy if he knows you and he likes you. And after about the first 3 months he meets you, he'll finally talk to you.
So,
three months.
I tried
or you could have sent him a friend request 2 years ago and never heard anything.
Mark's still bummed out because Caleb and can't make friends.
My fucking, I'm over it now, but it was a bummer for a minute. Then I realized I had to move on with my life.
Yep.
Well, Roy, before we let you go, buddy, you know, everybody, Roy has a fight coming up on Apex 6 on May the 9th, the day after I fight on RFA. He's fighting Dalton Fox, who is 0-1-1 now.
Someone's owed must go, baby.
Someone's owed
must go. At least
he
made weight.
Yeah, at least he didn't make weight. Dustin Wilde missed Wade's last fight. Roy is coming in this fight with a few blemishes on his record, but he is the man that backs down from no challenges. I've said this forever. That's why I have the utmost respect for Roy Sanders, is because the man does not back down. Along the same way that Dalton does. Roy and Dalton, you know, Roy's had a few boxing fights, won some, knocked out, got some knockout bonuses, things like that. So it should be primarily a stand-up for my opinion, unless Roy decides to try to get a takedown and do something different. Roy, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you. Give your peace out, your shout outs, your thank yous, and your anything else you want to say before we let you go.
You know, I know you said the show isn't much about MMA now, but I just want to say thank you to everybody that has supported me in whatever way they have in MMA. I'm really coming toward the end of things here, and as far as MMA goes, as far as fighting. So I would really like for everybody I've met, everybody that knows me, that likes me, that's within driving distance, to get down there, May not, and see if we can't get that win, you know.
Yes,
because,
sir.
Because I'm not going out 0-8. You know, I got to get a win. It's going to happen. And
don't let Don Fox get no contest.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like Adam was saying, you know, Dalton's a lot like me, but the only difference is Dalton's amateur record is pretty good. But that's the key is, you know, I'm old school, he's more new school, and the people that I fought, you know, were tough. I could have went 5-0 against the people that Dalton fought. So,
I agree.
You know,
I think he just called you out, Dustin Walden.
I see Roy sit there with Portland Pringle for the better part of a fight, dude. You don't see many people doing that.
Oh, I know.
Definitely not enjoying it.
I think hopefully I'm going to make a point of some of these people that are going pro when they probably shouldn't yet, and just really show people that, you know, maybe you should have waited, because I'm 0-8, and if I beat you, it's not good.
Turn you, Adam.
Bro, you just gave me something to talk about pretty much all next show. And, you know, and it's nothing before, but I'll just touch on it really quick before I let you continue. You know, Tim has done such a great job bringing MMA into this area. You know, Tim Roy has really done more for the MMA in this area recently than anyone else, and nobody can argue that. Tim Roy has put MMA on the map in the Tri-Cities, and you can't argue that, period. But really, I mean, you know, Tim is doing some good things too. But the only thing that I think Tim is doing bad is just having these guys that shouldn't be pro. No offense to Dalton Fox, but brother, you know, he's nowhere close to being a professional fighter. He's really not. Roy, you've earned your way, and you've fought tough dudes as an amateur and as professional. And you know, you have my utmost respect. But someone that won a few amateur fights against a few guys that are on his level and then turn pro, I mean, you know, it's just different levels, you know what I mean? So, anyway,
it's just opportunity knocks, though. It's opportunity knocks these days, man. You don't know when you're going to get there, bro. You don't know when you're going to be able to knock some motherfucker out.
Opportunity knocks people that do the right type of training.
You know what I'm
saying?
And like Adam said, I mean, Roy's record may not be as good as everybody else's, but no offense, I mean, Roy's fought some legit motherfuckers, like, and like Adam said,
and
he
always does.
So he's earned respect. And, you know, it is what it is, but some of these kids are going out there and fighting straight off the streets and getting their buddies together and training in a fucking closet, and you know, they have no real teaching behind them, and they're trying to go pro after 5 or 6 fights against guys that are, like Roy said, just like them. And you know, it is what it is, man. There's, like Adam said, there's a different level.
Yeah, but that's what separates it, you know. I mean, there's guys that have to do this, you know. There's, you never know how many rounds you're ever going to get in there, man. I mean, why not get paid for the ones that you do? I mean, no matter how much they cut in there, where they're coming in, it'll separate themselves out.
I believe that people that have enough fights and put the experience in and the time inside the gym that have earned the right to say I'm a professional fighter and trained with the right guys and done the right type of training deserve that, regardless of what their record is. Those are the guys like Roy. Those are the guys that really deserve to fucking be called a professional fighter, not guys that are like, well, I'm 6-0 and fighting guys that have fought fucking straight out the street, and, you know, you go out there and you win a few and be like, well, let's go out and make $100 every time we fight. Those are...
Yeah, but if it weren't for people like that, then, I mean, would you have got to fight on your last card?
Huh?
Would you have got to fight on your last card if he wouldn't have stepped up? You got to look at it both ways. I mean, he took one for the team.
50-50. I mean, I can answer that two different ways, but I'm not going to put myself down and answer it the other way. But, no, I probably wouldn't have.
But you know what I'm saying. I mean, he did it out of necessity. I mean, this kid is never going to be a professional-level fighter. We all know this. But what he does have to do is
doesn't have potential. I'm talking about the other guys that are, you know,
They're a dime a dozen.
Really? I think Dalton is, Mark just said something about, you know, he's not going to be that top-level fighter. He's at the age where he still has the capability to do that. I mean, right now he's not in a real good gym, but, you know, all he's got to do is get with a good gym, and he's got time to turn it around. You know, I'm 32 years old, so, you know, I'm at the point where, like Dustin was saying, like, you know, I've earned the respect, so I'm there, and that's why I'm where I'm at, but... You know, some of these younger guys, you know, I went pro because I was beating these guys, these same dudes that are like starting to turn pro. I was beating those people. So, you know, they got to think about that before they make this jump.
Yep. Well, Roy, let's go ahead and, you know, finish this episode. That'll be something we talk about on our next show. For certain, I had to hit the pause button on Dustin and Mark over here. But go ahead and give your end speech there, Roy, and we'll let you go, buddy.
All right. Yeah, just back to what I was saying. Just everybody get out there and support me because I'm doing grad school. I'm going to be a principal, so probably won't be 5
Hell yeah,
more,
congratulations.
So let's get a little spirit line going. Just come down there when they call my name, and I want to see everybody and give them a high five and try to take that in the case.
That's what's up. That'd be awesome, man. Roy, anybody you want to thank before we let you go, buddy?
No, and come to Black Diamond Beatdown May 23rd.
Dang it. Is that really the date, Roy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right,
man.
All right. Guys, Roy, we appreciate you having on the show, man.
I
want to
set out a challenge right now. I want to set out a challenge.
Okay.
This Diablo set out a challenge to Mark Law.
What did I do?
We'll do the 3 stages of that. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a kickboxing exhibition, a grappling exhibition, and then in a caveman cutman exhibition. At the end of the show, I'll go in every fight, just like Mark will, and do the cuts. I'm down for this.
Bro, you can't even give yourself a shot. What are you talking about? Are you saying you can outcut me, Dustin?
Why would Dustin? Because
I would never say I could outfight you.
I mean, that's just silly.